During the Great Depression of the 1930s, federal authorities in various state and local governments deported or repatriated an estimated 1 to 2 million Mexicans and Mexican Americans. The reason given was to free up jobs for so-called real Americans. Yet this episode is not recorded in many history books. Victims' advocates hope that will change now that the California State Senate is looking into it. There's a hearing in Los Angeles today. Eric Roy reports from member station KCRW.
Emilia Castañeda was born in Los Angeles in 1926. Her brother was born here, too. Castañeda says when she was 9 years old, she came home from school one day and her father said the family had to leave for Mexico right away.
And I don't remember what happened to our possessions, our furniture. The only thing with my dad was pack a trunk with what little belongings we had. And we were there at dawn that I remember, and it was real dark in the train station.
Scared and sad, Castañeda was one of up to 500,000 Mexicans and Mexican-Americans forced to leave California during the 1930s. The so-called Mexican repatriation campaign also uprooted perhaps another 1.5 million people in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Illinois, Michigan, and New York. It all started on February 26, 1931.
It was a lazy afternoon, so to speak.
Cal State LA historian Francisco Valderrama says U.S. immigration agents and Los Angeles police surrounded about 400 men, women, and children in La Placita, the Olvera Street Plaza near downtown L.A.
What they did is they cornered off the area in which many people would, maybe from shopping or would, you know, find themselves sitting on a bench, etc. And the trucks cornered off the area, and there was just a drive, kind of a just picking up people and just rounding them up.
Valderrama says they were shipped straight to Mexico with no word to their families. For many, it was the beginning of a second-class existence, vilified as repatriados, repatriated ones, with work hard to find, meals scarce, and no electricity or plumbing. Valderrama is the co-author of Decade of Betrayal, the first book to fully document the Great Depression campaign to force Mexicans and Mexican-Americans out of their jobs, off welfare, and out of the U.S. He says the initial raids were designed to boost political support for President Herbert Hoover among his Republican base and Democratic whites-only labor unions. And Valderrama says the head of the local Citizens Unemployment Relief Committee trumpeted the cause during a Los Angeles press conference that preceded the La Placita Roundup.
And he announced that the Immigration and Naturalization Service were going to conduct a series of raids to round up those other people, Mexicans in particular, and this would then help provide jobs for American citizens.
60% of those that were deported were born right here in the United States, and there were U.S. citizens as anybody in the country was at that time.
Joe Dunn is the chairman of the California State Senate Select Committee on Citizen Participation.
The best guess estimates are that of the 1.2 million U.S. citizens that were deported, probably somewhere around 300,000 to 400,000 are still alive.
After Dunn read Decade of Betrayal, he ordered a year-long committee investigation that led to a series of public hearings across California this summer. He says the hearings are emotional for both state officials and witnesses.
Because for many of them, it's the first time they've ever shared memories of that horrendous time period. There is absolutely nothing in the school books, textbooks, in our public school system throughout the United States.
Dunn wrote a bill to create a state commission to probe the roles of California state and local officials in Mexican repatriation and possibly win reparations for victims. He also wrote a state resolution urging Congress to set up a federal commission. And Dunn has a third bill to make sure that California repatriation survivors can sue for damages. Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund lawyer Steve Reyes says that's where MALDEF comes in.
We're suing a number of entities, including the state of California, the county of Los Angeles, the city of Los Angeles, and the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce. And we focused on those entities because those entities were involved in a concerted effort to deport a large number of Mexicans and also to create an atmosphere of fear.
MALDEF sued on behalf of Emilia Castañeda, but wants a Los Angeles judge to make the lawsuit a class action suit covering everyone who was illegally forced out of California. Castañeda wants more.
But what I would like for the county of Los Angeles to apologize to all these hundreds of people, thousands, I guess maybe millions, that this happened to.
Castañeda also says it would be nice to see a historical monument at La Placita, the Olvera Street Plaza where the first roundup took place. State Senator Joe Dunn says he'll work on that, starting with today's public hearing at the Plaza. For NPR News, I'm Eric Roy in Los Angeles.